Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We are in Psalm 63 in the New American Standard Version of the Bible, and this is what it says. And this is a psalm of David when he was in the wilderness of Judah. He says this: God, you are my God. I shall be watching for you. My soul thirsts for you, my flesh yearns for you, in a dry and exhausted land where there is no water. So I have seen you in the sanctuary to see your power and glory. Because your favor is better than life, my lips will praise you. So I will bless you as long as I live. I will lift up my hands in your name. My soul is satisfied as with fat and fatness. And my mouth offers praises with joyful lips. When I remember you on my bed, I meditate on you in the night watches, for you have been my help. And in the shadow of your wings, I sing for joy. My soul clings to you. Your right hand takes hold of me. But those who seek my life to destroy it will go into the depths of the earth. They will be turned over to the power of the sword. They will be prey for foxes. But the king will rejoice in God. Everyone who swears by him will boast, for the mouths of those who speak lies will be stopped. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I do pray for that last line of what King David said, the mouths of those who speak lies will be stopped. And we definitely pray for that today. And Lord, we pray for that for ourselves. It's really easy for me to like say, oh, all those bad people out there, without examining my own heart and see where I have told lies, or I have told half-truths, which is the same thing as telling a lie, or I have exaggerated the truth, or I have embellished the truth. And so, Lord, I pray that you would search my heart, search our hearts as we go throughout today and say things, because we'll say things today. And I pray that we would set a guard over our lips and just be cautious about what we say. So thank you for that reminder just at the end of the psalm. Lord, you are our God, and I pray that we would be watching for you. I pray today would be a day where our eyes are wide open and we would be seeking to find you in every place that we go. Lord, when I do that, I know that I tend to find you, right? And I tend to experience you when I'm seeking you and looking for you and finding where you're working. It's such a joy. And so I pray that same joy to happen today for my friend listening. Lord, I thank you that when our soul thirsts for you, you satisfy it. You satisfy our longings. Nothing satisfies except you. So please forgive us for chasing after other things, chasing after fame, fortune, money, specific relationships, perfect jobs, all the things that of course we pursue. But Lord, it's okay to pursue things, but it's not okay to place or assign weight to them the way that we do. To make them more important than you, or to wrongly think that they will finally, once we have this one thing, we'll finally be happy. Lord, it is an empty and a vain pursuit. And so instead, Lord, may our greatest pursuit today be your heart, to yearn for you and to thirst for you. Lord, we do live in a dry and exhausted and weary land where there is no water. It feels like sometimes our day-to-day lives feel that way, especially when tasks loom and we can't seem to fit in all the things that need to be done. Lord, as we prayed earlier in Psalm 46, help us to cease striving and know that you are God, to rest there, to know that we are not God and you are. And so please forgive us for trying to be God, for trying to be everything to everyone, when really what you're asking for is our surrender and our need for you. And it's true, Lord, I need you. I need you today. We need you today. We need your outlook. We need your perspective. We need your strength. We need your power. We need your words spoken over us, because they are life to us. So I thank you for all of that. I thank you for pursuing us. I thank you for satisfying us. And Lord, our response then is going to be praise. We choose to praise you when there's storms today. We choose to praise you in the sunshine. Thank you for all of this and the ability to do that. In Jesus' name, Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's podcast is brought to you by a book written by Elizabeth Reynolds Turnage called From Recovery to Restoration, 60 Meditations for Finding Peace and Hope in Crisis. If you're walking through a crisis right now, if you're going through a health crisis, or maybe as my husband and I have done, through, we've walked family members through health crises, or crises is a better way to say it. And it's exhausting, and it's painful, and it's bewildering, and sometimes it's hard to know if you're making the right decision, and there's all these crossroads that you have to walk through, and oftentimes without any wisdom and without having gone through it before. And so this book addresses a lot of the doubts and the fears and the anger and the worry when you're walking through something difficult. In this structure, it's structured like a devotional, so there'll be a Bible verse, a story, a gospel reality, which I really appreciate, and a concluding prayer, and then a couple suggestions for peaceful, calming activities, which I could use about right now. So Elizabeth, thank you so much for sponsoring Pray Every Day. Again, her book is From Recovery to Restoration, 60 Meditations for Finding Peace and Hope in Crisis.